I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. March is National Reading Month. Literacy is assumed in the U.S., but nearly a fifth of the world can't read, and extreme poverty is linked to illiteracy. The University of San Francisco's Dr. Bruce Weidick researched the impact of Compassion International's child sponsorship program. Spokesman Tim Glenn sums it up this way.
Kids who were in Compassion's program stayed in school longer. They were more likely to have salary jobs or white-collar employment because they had stayed in school longer. And they were more likely to be leaders in their communities and leaders in their churches.
The gospel permeates the program, too. So I guess you could say that March is actually Community Transformation Month. Elsewhere, persecution of Christians continues to be a problem worldwide. Sergei Rakuba of Russian Ministries, along with 50 other organizations, are gathering in Turkey to help fight for evangelicals' religious freedom, especially in Eurasia. He says,
we are equipping evangelical church in those countries to fight for their freedom, to value their freedom, to educate their congregations about freedom.
They'll be developing policies and letters that'll be sent to the oppressive governments. Pray that this conference will bring hope to persecuted Christians. And art is bridging the gap between communities and missionaries in Thailand. Through art and music, missionaries are telling the story of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. The Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, says that many are coming to Christ through these channels. Pray that these creative outlets will show more people the path to salvation. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah, by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we willing to go wherever he sends us in obedience? We'll get your free copy when you call us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.